Now joining us live here for Canelo Triple G, number two, the man himself, Oscar De La Hoya, joining us here in Las Vegas. Oscar, great to see you. How
What's
are
up, my
you?
man? All good, all
Well,
good.
it's great to see you. And how excited are you for this fight coming up Saturday night?
Oh my gosh. I mean, look, every day it's like sleepless nights, and I sometimes find myself waking up, and because the fight just keeps on coming up, popping up in my head, and the scenario that I always envision, leading up to this fight Saturday night is knockout. I like a knockout. I mean, look, boxing needs like an epic fight. And this can be like the perfect storm on Saturday night with Canelo Triple G. This can be our perfect storm, and it's not that it's not because boxing is on the decline, or no, actually boxing right now,
Great year.
it's an amazing year.
Great
I
year.
mean, I believe that more than 200 boxing events are going to be taking place this year alone,
Right.
which is unheard of.
And this being the biggest.
This being the biggest, obviously, so we need an amazing fight,
Yeah.
Saturday night.
How frustrated were you? And look, having a draw is one thing. You can have a draw. I don't have a problem. I saw it 7-5, but people can say it's 6-6, and I have no problem with that argument.
Right.
Either way, 7-5. But how shocked were you that Adelaide Bird's card the first time around came out
Oh.
10-2, and that knowing that you'd be having to answer questions for somebody else's scorecard?
Because it's my fault.
Right.
Blame the promoter. He
Right.
fixed it. No, I mean, I till this day, I've have people, well, you better not fix the fight, this and that. No, it was a close fight.
Yes.
It could have gone either way. I wouldn't have been angry or displeased if the fight would have gone to Triple G or Canelo. But a draw, I think a draw, it's fair. I think a draw is fair because it was that close.
Right. Do you envision a third fight regardless of what happens, or do you have to see what happens here in the second fight if we get a third?
We have to see, I mean, how it plays out. Look, I mean, I've played it out many times in my head. What if it's a first round knockout? What if the fight is another close one? What if Canelo knocks him out in the first 30 seconds? What if Triple G comes out and knocks out Canelo? So either which way you see it, there has to be. There just has to be. I've always mentioned and I've always said that they are going to define their legacy in this fight. That's how important this fight is, not only for boxing, but it's important for their legacy. They need each other. It's like who was it? Sugar Ray Robinson and Jake LaMotta. They fought like six times, I believe, right? But that's who they are. Canelo Triple G, they need each other, and they must deliver. They must deliver a great fight, and I believe they will.
If that's the case, and there's two fighters who have known each other for a very long time, now they say their relationship has changed. Now there is bad blood between the
Yeah,
two.
it's bad. It's bad.
So you know Canelo clearly. You've been around him for many, many years. Is his demeanor different now that Triple G has decided to make the PED
Yeah.
controversy front and center? Is it?
Exactly. Exactly. It's different. Canelo has no, he has zero respect for Golovkin. Zero. Zero. Because of all the controversy. And it's crazy because, and I mean, it's good that he's running with that. That's his story. That's Triple G's story. That's what he's falling back on. Oh, Canelo's a cheat. No, he's not.
But
Canelo.
doesn't it hurt him as well? I mean, because this fight could have happened in May. I mean, I feel like that by pushing that storyline, he's hurting his own bottom line, is he not?
Of course, absolutely, but he's also not getting any younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Built an
So,
excuse?
I mean, it's absurd to want to cancel a fight in May, okay? And then you get older, and then your body is maybe not feeling it, Saturday night, I think the more pressure Golovkin puts on Canelo, the worse it's going to be for Golovkin.
Really?
Yeah.
Did this is where I was on both these fights. Do you feel like both Canelo and Triple G fought the fight they wanted to fight the first time around, or will Saturday night be much different? Will it be a different fight than the first time?
I think Golovkin can't. He can't change his style. He knows one mode, and that's going forward and trying to knock you out. That's it. We know what he does over and over and over again. He hasn't fought any other style, you know, other than just putting pressure. So that's very predictable, obviously. Mm-hmm. Canelo's smart. He knows how to box. He knows how to move on his toes. He knows how to use his lateral movements, his footwork, his brain. Mm-hmm. He knows how to use it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what style Canelo will use on Saturday night, but I'll tell you one thing. It won't be the same one he did the first time around.
Okay.
It won't be the same.
They're giving me the rap signals, so I want to ask just quickly about you and what happened on TMZ Sports when you made the proclamation that you are seriously looking at running for president. How serious is this, and what's the answer to fight fans that say, wait a minute, that's about fight promotion, that's not a serious conversation? Are you really serious about the presidency?
I'm very serious. I mean, if our country is so diverse, okay? Our country is a country that is based on opportunities. If Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay?
Mm-hmm. If Donald Trump can be president.
Donald Trump
can be president.
You know, Kanye West is talking about it. I mean,
do you really want your life opened up like that, though? Do you really? I mean, it is hard to go through.
Of course, it's hard. But look, transparency is key.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm an open book, and I have some good philosophies in life that I can use to help. Well, our American people.
This country needs help. They're giving me the rap single, but thank you so much. Best of
thank
luck Saturday night. Have a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
That's Oscar De La Hoya joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Lots of fun to get him. Maybe one day the president of the United States. Who knows? We'll have to see if it winds up happening for him. Best of luck to Oscar on that. It would be a tough road, I think, for him. But there you go. Oscar De La Hoya is serious about running for president. We're back live in Vegas. Triple G, Canelo 2, the middleweight world championship of the world Saturday night here in Vegas. SB Nation Radio.